We have our two-day multicultural event. First off, we have got Friday, June 30th is Youth Day, and that takes place at the Owen Sound Visitor Center on First Avenue West. We have got hula hoop workshops. The Reconciliation Garden Committee is going to be doing tours over to the Reconciliation Garden from the Visitor Center, as well as the big canoe is going to be on site, so that's pretty cool. Balloon creations, bike safety demo, oh, you name it, we got it. Fire trucks, police cars, tons of vendors, food trucks, crafters. It's going to be an awesome day at the Visitor Center celebrating youth.
And that's on Friday all day.
And that's on Friday, yep. And then we skip over to Kelso Beach at Nawash Park for Saturday, July 1st for Canada Day festivities. We've got lots going on. Gates open at 12 noon. It's free admission to come in. We've got a full slate of entertainment throughout the afternoon. Again, food trucks, lots of craft and artisan vendors. We've got a dog show, the Scouts Cub Car Racetrack, circus performers, lots of live music, pony rides, police trucks, police cars and fire trucks. And then we kick over to the main stage where none other than Mr. Fred Wallace will be emceeing our afternoon opening ceremonies. And we've got an awesome youth band coming in from Edmonton who are going to be performing. And then some musicians from the Youth Discovery from Summer Folk, followed up by the Mike McCarthy Band starting at 6 o'clock. And then closing out the night will be Marshall Dane, who is also bringing his ASL interpreters. So we've been reaching out to the deaf community in the hopes that some of their members will come out and enjoy what Marshall has to offer. And he's a fabulous musician, and we're really excited to have him back in Owen Sound. And then right up after that, 10 o'clock p.m., fireworks over the harbor as our annual event takes place.
What's your weather looking like?
I'm trying not to look at it right now because it's not looking good.
Well, you know what? Things can change very quickly, and we're hoping it changes for the positive. Yeah.
Yes, I hope they do, because right now there's rain forecast, but we'll see. You know what? It's the weather changes. Pretty quick around here, as we
That's
all know
right.
that.
That's
yeah,
right.
It's going to be a great weekend. Now, Jen, at one point you were looking for volunteers, and if I understand it correctly, last year you had a surplus of volunteers, and this year you were looking to fill some spots.
Yeah, for sure, Fred. We definitely are low on volunteers still, and we're hoping that we can get a few more people to come out and help out. We've got lots of different tasks, anything from helping with parking to greeting people as they come through the gates, handing out our little Canadian flags, helping people find what they need, and lots of tasks for setup and teardown. Of course, you know how hard that always is with an event. It takes a lot of people to get those big tasks done. So if anybody's out there and they're interested, they can spare a few hours on Canada Day. We would love to have you. It's a really simple process. They can just go to owensound.ca/waterfront festival, and right at the top there's a link to volunteer. It's simple and easy, and we would love to have you out.